In South Windsor, there's this political lawn sign. It's a pretty good size one, too. It says, this is just, I don't know who authorized this. I mean, somebody approved it, but it says this. It says, lowest tax increase in 10 years delivered by South Windsor Democrats. That's like the best statement that they can put forward. Not, we haven't raised your taxes. Not, we promise a 0% increase. None of that. It's like, I said this earlier, it's like, well, you got cancer, but you got a little cancer, you know. Is this supposed to be
tax increase in 10 years.
It's supposed to be good, yeah. How about no tax increase? That would be even better. So, only in Connecticut, folks. Dems are now bragging about delivering smaller tax increases. Let's elect Sarah Muscoff as first select woman in East Windsor, a local Republican candidate across the state in November, and bring some common sense back to Connecticut. That was a, was that a tweet or is that a Facebook message? Excuse me, from
let me also,
Bob Stefanowski.
Let me also say that the that the family, the whole family is tremendous.
The Muscoff really, family.
The Muscoff family.
You know this family.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good.
They are popular and have been, and good people. Good people. Yep.
All right. You know who was from there? My buddy, my former colleague, Tom Delnicki.
No kidding.
Yeah. I served with him in the House. Well, it was my second term, and he was his first term. Anyhow, let's bring Bob Stefanowski on. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Not bad for anyone.
What are you laughing at?
So, I'll tell you, I was up door knocking with Sarah up in East Windsor.
Yep.
And I was on my way home, and I went through South Windsor, and I saw that billboard. I said, I got to pull over for that one. I almost got into an accident. I pulled over so quick. I said, I can't believe what I thought I just read. You've got Democrats bragging about lower tax increases.
I've never
seen anything like it.
I know. It's bizarre. Why are they boasting about this? This isn't good news. I wouldn't want that on my sign.
But this is quite a family, though. This is
But it's not her. It's not her sign, right? Or is it?
This is Democrats, and it's a different town. It's the next town over. But Democrats, unrelated to Sarah, who's doing a terrific job. Totally unrelated to Sarah. Democrats in the next town over are bragging about raising taxes only by a little. I mean, this is what this state has come to when they view a small tax increase rather than a tax cut as an advantage.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a black eye, but it's not gonna be extremely swollen. It's just gonna be a little bit of a black eye. You know, a black eye is still a black eye. I mean, a tax increase, it just boggles my mind, Bob. Why a party would actually authorize this sign to be put out there?
Well, and if you look into it a little bit deeper, what they did is they lowered the mill, or they didn't increase the mill rate as much as they have in prior years. But as you know, that's only one piece of the formula. If you bring your property values up, your assessed values up, and you increase the mill rate, your taxes are still going up more than they have in the past. It's like Governor Lamont saying he didn't raise the income tax rate. Well, yeah, he didn't raise the income tax rate, but he instituted a $1.7 billion tax increase on Connecticut. So, to your point, you just kind of lose your logic in this state after a certain point.
You said something a moment ago that really caught my attention, that you were doing doors with Sarah Muska, right?
Yeah.
Are you out there actively doing doors with some of the municipal candidates this year?
Yeah, I am. And Sarah's a terrific candidate, and she'd be a great first selectman up there. But these fall elections are really, really important, because if you think about it, the statewide elections are important. But the municipal elections, these representatives have more impact on your life in a lot of cases than the statewide things like education and mill rate and school development. So. And it's also the first opportunity for Republicans to send a message up to Hartford that we hate what's happening with this Lamont administration. So I'm spending as much time as I can out there door knocking and fundraisers and things like that.
I suppose that there's a line a mile long to get you to appear with a municipal candidate, perhaps a mayoral candidate in their town. I mean, are you with, you're probably in demand, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I am, but, you know, it's really not about me. It's about these local candidates. And if I can do, I've got a massive database. I haven't run for governor. You know, we had 650,000 people vote for us. So if I can leverage that database and my contacts to help win some of these local elections, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You know, I can just tell you something about this this family. My grandfather knew them well. They are a very, very popular family in that town. And I can understand why she would be popular, as you said.
She works hard. She's got a terrific personality. She's smart. She'd be an amazing first selectman. And we got a lot of great candidates across the state running. And I think we can flip some of these Democrat towns back to the Republican side because people are fed up with the taxes and the plastic bag tax and everything else. I think the pendulum is about to swing back in our direction.
Yeah, but I've been hearing that for the last maybe 8 years or six, maybe 6 years. And it's, you know, it's slowly getting there, but we're not quite there yet because, look, we just took a big hit last year, you know, and I know you lost your race and I lost my race as a two-term incumbent, but we also lost a tremendous amount of seats in the House. And the Senate was tied. We lost, you know, a good amount of seats in the Senate. So I don't know about the pendulum really swaying, going that far to the right when we're losing seats just, you know, 11 months ago.
It's a fair point. But if you look at what Governor Lamont has done, he's the second lowest rated governor in the entire country, which is actually quite hard to do.
Yeah.
Being a new governor. I think what also gets people are the little things. Like you see people at grocery stores, you know, carrying out 15 things in their arms because they are morally against paying 10 cents for a plastic bag. I mean, these little things really start to upset people.
And Bob, as much as you're right, and I don't mean to cut you off, but as much as you're right, we had a gift. We were coming off 8 years of Malloy. I mean, you couldn't get a better gift for the Republicans than that, and we still lost significant. So, I mean, the Ned Lamont thing is... I get it, and you're 100% right. I mean, you are, but let me tell you, this Malloy caused just as much damage, if not more, over 8 years. We should have taken a landslide at last November.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I think that hurt us. One is it was a bit of a blue wave. I mean, a lot of people focused on Washington. I think a lot of people regret it now. They voted based upon what was happening in Washington as opposed to what really impacts them, which is locally. And you're right. We lost the Senate. We lost the House. We lost the governor. But, you know, I do think people are getting tired of it. And, you know, look at tolls. Even 40% of Democrats don't approve of the way
that's right.
Lamont
handled tolls. That's the one. That's the one.
In 2016, Trump lost in Connecticut to Hillary Clinton. So let's prognosticate a little bit. Let's fast forward a year from now. Does Trump win Connecticut? So this is a two-part question. Number one, does Trump win Connecticut? Of course, we don't know who he's going to be up against, so I guess maybe that's a little unfair. But more importantly, does Trump help or hinder Republican state candidates for next year?
Well, you know, we got a very diverse state. You go up to the eastern part of the state, and, you know, they're rabid fans. You got into Fairfield County, particularly the suburbs. And they're not so happy in some cases. I don't think, you know, I know it's hard to not factor Donald Trump into our local elections, but arguably he has nothing to do with whether we're picking the right state rep or not. And that's the point I was trying to make is that's fine. Washington is Washington, but we got to vote for what's right for the state of Connecticut. And when you look at what a democratically controlled legislature for the last 40 years has done for this state, regardless of who the president of the United States is, we should be supporting Republicans in this.
You are 100% right. However, you and I know that, but the average constituent who is maybe not a political, doesn't even follow politics or just they don't know how to separate. They don't know how to differentiate. They just associate, lump every Republican all together. And how, so how do you get through to them?
I think a lot of it's messaging. You know, in my campaign, I tried to focus on the state of Connecticut. And every time Governor Lamont spoke about, he spoke about Washington. And I think a lot of it is messaging. I think the Democrats are very good at drilling things down to the emotional heartstrings of people. And I think as Republicans, we need to do better than that. We can't just say cut taxes. We have to say, here's the impact of the high property taxes and the high income taxes on that single mom in Ansonia who's working two jobs. And I think if we can articulate, we are on the right side of reality here. We absolutely are, but I think we need to articulate it a little bit better.
Yeah, I agree.
No question.
Yeah.
No question about it.
So this is kind of like a Bob Stefanowski tour. You go out with municipal candidates.
Yes.
Which is actually a very smart idea, because obviously in your run for governor, you really can't go door to door. That would take you forever. But this is a great way to actually meet face to face constituency should you decide to run for governor again. You're not only helping the candidates, but I think you're helping the whole Republican ticket.
Well, and I enjoy it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of parts of the campaign that are horrible. But I enjoy getting out with people. I enjoy it when I'm walking through a Walmart and somebody comes up to me and says, I hope you run again.
Right.
I really appreciate what you're doing for the state. That's what keeps you going. My wife, Amy, is very active now. She's the chair of the Republican Town Committee in Madison. She's on State Central. And we learned a lot in the last 18 months about what this state needs. And whether I ever run again or not, we're going to stay involved and we're going to try to help people, because there's a lot of good people out there that are suffering under this horrible Democratic regime that we've got.
What's the number one question when you're at someone's door, you're going door to door helping a mayoral candidate out this year? There's got to be an overwhelming question or two that nearly everybody asks you when you're face to face with them at their front door.
Well, I mean, there's more than one, but taxes always comes up, you know, very quickly. You know, both property taxes and sales taxes. When you talk to medium-sized businesses, it's the increase in the minimum wage and the paid family medical leave, and how are we going to afford to stay here?
Yeah.
I was at a liquor store 2 weeks ago, and the guy's been there 40 years. He said, I don't want to leave Connecticut, but my margins are so slim right now, and between a 50% increase in the minimum wage, I can't afford to stay here anymore.
That's what you get. Yeah. That's what you get when you go out. No question about it.
I'd love to have you go out with our Newington Republican mayoral candidate, Beth Del Buono.
I'd love to.
I'd love to have you. I'll reach out to you.
No, I love doing it. I mean, you get out and you meet real people, you get a totally different perspective than when you're sitting up in the Gold Dome in Hartford. I'd much rather be knocking on doors.
And there's too many people, too many candidates, or too many even elected officials that spend way too much time under the Gold Dome of the Capitol. They need to get back out in their district and be in touch with reality and in the lives of their constituents. After all, that's who they're there to be representing.
I agree with you 100%.
Bob, thanks so much. We really appreciate
your
time. Well, we look forward to having you back on again very soon.
Good. Keep up the good work, guys. You guys are terrific. Your audience is terrific.
I have no idea how much that means. Thank you, Bob.